blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary. Today we have the last episode version of English of this year. So thank you for all the support and to be part of this project. Blessings to all of you every day and every time. So thank you. Today we're going to be talking about coward, because one of the things that I have reflected on this year is that we have a lot of changes through the entire year. And, well, being coward is not part of us. And I know that being scared is part of it. But being coward is the fact that we feel so scared we cannot move forward. But being scared is part of the human nature. But when being scared limits you to not do things, that's when we need to rethink about how far this fear comes for us, you know, or comes to our lives. Okay? And we maybe need to change a little bit of that. But everything is in very small steps. I always think about that. So today, I'm gonna read to you the 2 Timothy 1 chapter verse 7, which says, God says to us, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline." I believe that sometimes we believe that being scared is because we cannot do it, or maybe we're not supposed to do things. It's not always the case. Sometimes we are scared about things that we don't know the outcome. But this is when trust is very important. When we know somebody and we trust this person, maybe going to something new or changes, it doesn't seem so scared. So when the life give you challenges, it's very important to trust that person. And that person, in our case, is God. When you know a lot about God and you know how He works every day and how He's reflected in everything you do every day, it's more easy for you to feel scared but secure that everything will be okay. And I'm saying this to you, but maybe you're just thinking, oh, it's easy for you to say, but it's not. Because when we trust people, we see that person, and we don't see God. And if you're not aware on how God is trying to reach you, or He's trying to communicate with you, or if you don't have any relationship with God, it's very hard to believe that God is there for you. So this is why I'm saying this. When you are a Christian or you believe in God, maybe sometimes at first it's difficult for you to trust. But this is why the last episode we talk about trust. But when a lot of changes or challenges come to your way, and you know there's somebody else with you, you're really not alone, because you can hear it through other people talking to you, or you can feel it when you are at home and you feel that entire peace in your house, or simple things, because God is on the details, okay? The only you and God knows your conversations. So there are certain things for you that you feel when you talk to God, that when some, I don't know, challenges or some things start to knocking in your door, you just feel that peace within you because you know God is with you. So you feel it deep down and you can see it through other stuff, right? So my point here is changes will always come. We're in this body and life is about changes. We were born, we grew up, and we die. That's part of the life. So there's a lot of changes. But there's only, even love is not even, it's not still. You have to work with it. You have to keep learning and re-loving this person, if you're gonna put it like a person. But it's through communication, it's through trust, and you just build it up. You build all this relationship, and when things get very, very difficult, you just know where to go. So God is very important for everybody. He's in you. He's with you every day of your life, every step of your way, and it's very important for you to just keep building that relationship. And I chose this word of God because there are gonna be maybe a lot of changes in this 2022, and we need to be prepared for it. And it's not just to do things in the house or to buy things. No, it's our relationship with God that matters. If you don't have one, just start building one. If you have one, just keep working for that to keep going. So we need to be aware of that part. And that's just my message for all of you. Just, we can be scared, but doesn't mean we cannot do things. Just trust in God that everything will be as He wish or as He want. And He's gonna use you or use all of us to just keep going and trusting Him in every step of the way, okay? So God bless you and have an amazing 2022 and a lot of health, a lot of love for all of you, and I will see you, we will see each other in the next episode. Remember that the next episode will be in version Spanish, this one, but in Spanish, and the next one will be in English. So I see you in the next episode. Thank you very much.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.